Known as the land of the free, the Kingdom of Thailand lies in the heart of Southeast Asia, making it a natural gateway to Indochina, Myanmar, and southern China. Blessed by God, Thailand is a country filled with natural wonders and mysteries. Divided naturally into four regions, Thailand continues to attract and fascinate people worldwide. Northern Thailand is a mountainous region comprising of natural forests, ridges, caves, waterfalls, lakes, and deep alluvial valleys. It is also famous for its profusion of multicolored orchids. For centuries, the North was an independent kingdom and center of culture and religion. The northeast region of Thailand, the Korat Plateau, is an arid region characterized by undulating hills and contains many archaeological and anthropological mysteries. The central plain, the basin of Chao Phraya River, is one of the world's most fertile and fruit-growing areas. Finally, the fourth region, the Peninsular South, is well known for its unspoiled beaches and idyllic islands. It is also a region of natural wonders, its coral reefs teeming with marine life, national parks, mountains, waterfalls, and scenic wildlife sanctuaries. But aside from its geographical location as the heart of Southeast Asia, the Thai people themselves are a people who live life from the heart. Also known as the Land of Smiles, Thailand has more smiling people than anywhere else in the world. Because their nature is naturally very friendly and hospitable, the Thai people are a group of people who may very well be close to God. Indeed, they are also blessed with benevolent kings that begin with the reign of the first king of the Chakri dynasty, King Rama I. Also known as King Buddha Yukpa Cholalok, King Rama I ruled Thailand from 1782 to 1809. During his reign, King Rama I brought many lasting and positive changes to his country. He was famed as a benevolent king who always considered the welfare of his people. In ruling the country, King Rama I was very democratic. He would listen to other people's ideas, since he believed that the kingdom did not belong to him alone. Consequently, the people had their say and helped in running of the country. Thailand has always had a special place in Supreme Master Ching Hai's heart. She had written during her youth the poignant poem entitled At the Royal Palace in Siam, referring to a past glorious age of the Thailand Palace. This poem is from a poetry book collection entitled The Dream of a Butterfly and can also be enjoyed as a song from the concert video A Journey Through the Aesthetic Realms, with music set by famous Ola Seas composer Pham Duy. Sharing the same compassion for the Thai people as their own past monarchs, Supreme Master Ching Hai's love extends beyond her humanitarian work and is shown through her imparting of the true spiritual teachings. When the Thai people first learned of Supreme Master Ching Hai's far-reaching benevolence, they invited her on many occasions to share her wisdom and knowledge about enlightenment and the kingdom of God. Her first world tour in 1993 drew thousands of participants. It is also in Thailand that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spent many happy and joyous occasions with association members, one of which is the momentous and pivotal international retreat in 1999 to 2000 to welcome the new millennium and golden era of the 21st century. Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association have been very active in community development projects and disaster relief activities in Thailand for more than 15 years. In December of 1996, Supreme Master Ching Hai herself went to the north of Thailand to deliver warm comfort to the needy, where she personally distributed the warm clothing to the elderly and children. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association has also drilled wells for villagers and provided scholarships to disadvantaged students. On many occasions, the association assisted Vietnamese asylum seekers and participated in numerous flood relief activities, including the tsunami relief in 2004. Since 1991, Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled to Thailand to practically all four regions, or sent her representatives to render humanitarian assistance to the destitute, victims of natural disasters, prisoners, and contributed financially to the scholarship fund for poor students. Many Thai people have come to love and respect Supreme Master Ching Hai for her noble qualities and compassion. In recognition of her humanitarian efforts, the Thai press presented her with an honorary Star of Noble Life Award in 1994. In 2006, after she was honored with the Gusi Peace Prize in Manila, Philippines, Supreme Master Ching Hai was once more invited to Thailand for a special seminar to pray for world peace with our association members. Tens of thousands of our association members from over 24 countries gathered in an exhilarating reunion to promote global peace through meditation and prayer.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members in Bangkok, Thailand in January 1994, entitled The Mystery of Cause and Effect.
Did you meditate well? Yeah? Good experience? Yes? Went very high? Wow. We were just sitting in the car. In the car, I was just talking to one of the attendants about past life. We're telling you about the story that you like to listen. Everybody likes to listen the story from the past and all that. You know, see your past lives, I say, it is no good. I don't recommend it. And mostly when you see some people's past life or your own, it's better not to tell. Except when the person next to you have some very terrible confusion. And so sometimes you want to solve the conflict, so you have to look into the second life, second world record and see what is that. That person have a lot of doubt, so you have to clear it for him. But to look into the past record is a very terrible journey. It is no good. So today I had to look into someone's record. And that someone would involve many other ones. It's not easy that you look into somebody's one record and then you see no one else involved around. And that brings you into many other connections. And each one of them would offer you the whole lot of troublesome past lives. When you wake up then, of course, because of our power of practicing the Guan Yin method, we probably can immediately erase the depressing feeling or any kind of negative feeling which resulted from the past life effect. Mostly, the past life is very gruesome, full of depression and suffering, because as you know very well, our earth has not been very positive before, right? it's more destructive nature, and also have a lot of killing and bloodshedding and slavery and suffering among the earth inhabitants. So we would be one of them. Either we are the killer or the killed, the slave owner or the slave. Either or no good, because we will be connected with each other in this past history. And whatever happened to one would affect the other as well. In the past decades, past era of our earth history is mostly very dark. If we are the earth inhabitants, we would have gone through all these kind of happenings, which is very difficult for us to forget. And should we be able to remember, it would give us tremendous suffering and depression that we don't want to even know about it. That's why it is the blessing from the most intelligence that we don't remember our past lives. Sometimes it is also very healing to go back into the past and to know what you have done, what is wrong with you, in order to heal yourself in some corner of our psychic being. Not the soul, huh? The soul is never sick, never had gone through any past, present or future. So actually this kind of healing is also good only for our mind, our body and our psychic feeling. Still, I consider it's not bad, but it's not a high level of healing, you see? That's why most of the time we should not, or we don't have to, or the master would try not to let us know too much about our past lives, so that we struggle, yeah, we fight with this present situation in order to grow above it, instead of just using very psychic way and then healing yourself and then feel good and then finished. Because sometimes struggling and fighting spirit is also very good for us, yeah? Make us strong. But only in some very, very rare occasion that some people are too weak to fight or something like that, then maybe the higher intelligence would help them to understand their past lives in order to accept the present or the present time, or to balance some of their pressure kind of feeling in their life, in order to help them ease out the transition from past, present, and to the future. Otherwise, most of the time, it is better that we struggle within our might in order to grow stronger. Because in that case, we fight with the knowledge and power of the soul, not with the mind, not with the knowledge of written documents and lower understanding. We fight with the power of the soul if we do not know the past. If we do not know with the mind, you know, we still know anyhow. You know, the soul probably know everything if he wants to know. Most of us coming back to this life again and again and doing always the same thing. Similar thing. Like if last life you sell houses and this life you sell plastic tents, perhaps. last life you sell horses, this life you will aim to sell cars. A similar thing like that. And last life somebody kill you, and this life you still feel like somebody chase you all the time, or have a very frightening feeling, have nightmare about being murdered, or sometimes actually being murdered. And the murdering person who murder you is probably the same one. Or maybe it is your turn that you murder him instead. So now this is called the evil circle, and it's very, very difficult for everyone to get out of this. Because we said history keep repeating again. That is true. And that is very true for my own knowledge. I know this. I see this. I'm not talking because I read it from books, but I have seen that very clearly. My own personal experience. As we see into the past lives of different people, or maybe ourselves, we see the pattern keep repeating, 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 and repeating. That's what we call karma, you see? The impelling force that keep us going back again, again, and again, and doing the same thing over again. It's just like the highway, the express highway. If you don't find the exit, if you miss it, then you keep going again and again in the circle. You have no choice. No choice, absolutely. Therefore, we have to struggle with the power of the soul through meditation and sincere determination to break above this cycle of negativity. That is when we call liberation in one life. And that is what we promised in Guan Yin initiation. And it is the only way to do it, to break this circle. In many lifetimes, we have a lot of work to do, a lot of connections, and mostly we keep coming back again and again to the same connections and the same work. And that's the boring thing about it. That's why most of the time, after we are interested in knowing our true selves, are initiated into the Guan Yin method, even though we work harder probably than before, we react quicker and we have more initiative, more intelligence to tackle any kind of obligation that is given to us, but still we don't feel interested so intensely in having a success or failure. We just do it. We would probably do our best and we probably will succeed most of the time, but we don't have any interest to make it a life and death matter. Whether we gain or lose, it doesn't matter that much anymore. Because then we will see in the whole, we see the whole circle of this repeating, repeating, and repeating. And finally, our subconscious realize that, oh, it's boring, you have done this before, many times over. Just a little change of color and you cheat yourself. Or maybe last time we sell the camels in the desert to bring milk, and now we probably drive a big truck to deliver milk for people. But what's the difference? Last life probably we live in desert, and this life we probably live again in some of the hot country. Yes, something like that. So there is not much difference in varieties, the lives of the people in this earth. Only because we are not enlightened. The people who are not enlightened will not realize this. They don't know why. They have to keep pursuing, trying their best to earn this money or to grasp this position despite all their health or all their risk of life and everything. They just have to do it. Just because they have not yet find the exit way from the highway. When they find the exit way, they just immediately go out. They know, oh God, I've been fighting all this time just because I want to find this exit. So the enlightened people are the same. Even though we still live in the society, do our best to serve our family, our country, but we lose the interest of gain or loss, of fighting for glory, for self-benefit and gain. That is when we don't have any more ego. That is when we truly can offer ourselves and our talent to the world. In the old time, people chose this kind of person to be their king or their national advisor. Nowadays it's different. Most of these people, anyhow, if they're still living in this world, they don't want to mess about with politics or kind of governmental affair, because it's very difficult to find a good person to whom you could give your advice. Even if you give good advice, the person must be intelligent enough to listen to you and must be really very pure and good to serve the people in order to listen to your advice. What I mean is that if many leaders of many countries are truly devoted to their idea of developing their country, helping their people, then any of the sage advice would be valuable also. Otherwise, it's no use. No use. Now, in order to break this habit of the past, the best way is to get initiation into the Guanyin method, as you know. Yeah? Because it's easy to talk to you now because you have some experiences already in your life. Huh? How bored you get with the fame and profit and glory. Everything that is so important, so very precious to us before, begin to just be as they are, you know. Diamond, just a piece of another stone. A little bit more pretty stone, but stone is stone. Nothing more than that. For example, huh? Gold, it's just another kind of metal, right? A little bit shining, but that's it. That's all there is, so we don't bother. So that's why whatever I told you before initiation or after initiation is all the truth. I also gain from personal knowledge, because we both practice the same method, right? So whatever you know, I also will know. Whatever I know, you will know. I mean, sooner or later, quicker or slower, it depends on your intensity in the race, yeah? How fast you want to run, and how much power, or how much power you believe you have. Actually, we have a lot of power laying, sleeping. You have a lot, you have everything. Many things you can do. Many things you can do. Whatever I did, well, for example, painting, designing clothes and all that, I didn't do them before. I didn't learn them before. I didn't learn to compose music before. But you like them, no? It's just no less professional than anyone else, okay? Because I have them. And when the time comes, when I push myself, when I need to do it, then I do it. I don't do it every day or when not necessary, but I do it. For example, last night, the clothes I wear, I didn't want to design it. I didn't think about it. I just think, oh, I just wear anything. And then some of the people say, oh no, Master, it's not good. It's New Year and thousands of people will be there. You have to dress nicer. And then I was thinking, oh, but I don't have a nice dress. So what to do? Okay, I design it. And it doesn't take about 3 to 5 minutes to draw it out, you know, very easily, because I'm pushed to do it. I don't have so much time to think anymore. And the music also. I made all this music not because I wanted to make them or I purposely intended to make them and I think about them long ago and now my dream come true and things like that. This is not true. I wrote it just 1 or 2 days in a very musical mood. And why? I feel everybody just be cheated willingly or unwittingly by illusion. And there's nothing more to that. Therefore, suddenly this song comes out. And then the other song in connected with it also come out together. See what I mean? Altogether, it's 12. So it comes just naturally. So I wrote any song in a few minutes. It's no for premeditating or arrangement. So I can do that. The same with painting. I never thought of painting. I just do what is there and what necessary in that situation. For example, like painting. You know where do the painting come from? I never painted before. Probably I wasn't a very confident painter in our class. You know, we learn painting in our class, right? Yes. I could paint a little bit of flower and that, but to my thinking, it's not good. The first painting I draw about the people is something like this. Like two sisters, and one fell down from the bicycle, and the other one immediately went out to help her, to pull her back to her feet, right? So that is the title, say, Helping One Another. That was the first painting I ever made, the so-called painting in high school. The person I draw in the picture has no movement, grace, just like this. You know what I mean? You know the robot, the machine person? It looked like that. The one fell like this. And the other one who pulled him out, pulled like this. My teacher didn't say anything, but to me, it's terrible. Then, when we were in Pingtung, we lived together next to the river. And there are so many stones there. And at that time, we liked that place very much. That place called Hao Cha is very far away from it all. You have to walk about half an hour or so to reach that destination. And before that, there is a road you can drive car, but only mountains and river, nobody. Oh, so we love that place so much. I never wanted to go out of that place. I like to retreat and don't want to see people. At that time, I did not have that many disciples like now. So we just went there for a retreat and summer. If I don't want to go out, I have to think of a way of making money. And then we see the stones all over places. So I say, ah, yes, that's right. I paint the stone and make them become like a paper waiter. Yes, that's right. Then I paint one or two or three. Probably the paint they bought for me are not suitable. It takes a long time to dry, 3 days. So I have to paint one side of the stone, which is round like this, paint one side, write something, and then wait for 3 days later to turn around, paint another one. And sometimes I paint too thick, even 3 days after I turn around, it's sticky to the paper or the cloth. And they make trouble for me. So I say, too troublesome to earn money this way, take too long. And then and there, I was thinking of painting in a larger dimension. Therefore, I can be more freely. I can make a longer stroke or more painting and throw all over the place, no problem. That's where I began to paint the picture. Same with designing clothes. When I have to go to a very big party or to see sometimes important government person and things like that, and I don't want people to have allergy about religions, because I myself don't believe in the differences between religions. I cannot work with all people when I represent only one corner of the truth or one color. Therefore, I have to design some dress that it looks like a practitioner, dignified, and also mixing with the mass a little bit. So that's how everything begins. Yeah? And now you know. I tell you all this because I want you to know you have so much talent within yourself. When a situation comes, or when you keep pushing yourself, something like that, you will know how much you have.
Thanks for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled The Mystery of Cause and Effect. Up next is Effective Microorganisms on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, right after Noteworthy News. So please keep that dial here on Supreme Master Television, and we wish you a peaceful and happy day.